beautiful day for cardio confessions, guys. Oh man, this is my favorite series ever. Forced me to do cardio. It's beautiful outside. You won't see me on a treadmill unless it's raining. So let's talk about calories in, calories out. What truly causes weight loss? Because I think that we inadvertently prove to everyone, prove to the world that it's calories in, calories out that determines if you lose fat or you gain fat. So let me explain. Ozempic, semaglutide. What are you noticing? People losing tons of weight. Now, we can argue why they're losing weight, right? Is it causing stomach paralysis? The answer is yes. Food moves more slowly through your system, making you not as hungry. When I went on Dr. Ovadia's podcast, who's a heart surgeon, he doesn't like this stuff. His thought is that it makes you feel so sick and nauseous that you just don't want to eat. I don't like Ozempic. I think there's going to be a lot of long-term side effects. I think you're going to be damaging your digestive system. Not a huge fan. But one thing it does is the number one comorbidity, the number one killer in the world right now is obesity. So it's making these fat bastards lose weight, which is great. But how is it doing that? It's not speeding up metabolism. Might have some effect on blood glucose, but we could probably assume a lot of that is because they're eating less food. Huh. They're eating less food. That's it. Most of these people are still eating ultra-processed junk. They're still having, oh no, we're not losing weight because my seed oils, my seed oils. They're eating seed oils. They're still fat bastards. They're still eating a lot of food. They still have terrible habits. But they're eating less of it because they're, whatever it is, stomach paralysis. They could be nauseous. It's making a ton of money in the economy. Shoot. Even the wellness clinic in my gym. They big sign on the door. At a gym where you burn calories to lose weight, we have Ozempic. We have semaglutide. It's opening up this whole new economy. And people are getting results. Whether they're hurting themselves long term, we don't know. Like who? Of course they're not. What would big pharma would never put something experimental into a large portion of the population without testing it first? They've never done that since 2020. But here's the deal, guys. There's no more debate. There's no more debate. At the end of the day, these fat bastards are still eating crap. Now, there are more problems. The problem is with ultra-processed foods. They're very calorically dense. They're not very satiating, so you eat more of them, which means you get more calories. Plus, there's data showing that people who eat ultra-processed foods are just getting dumber. It hurts your brain. And couple that with the fact that fat people are dumber. Yes, fat people are dumber. They've done these studies. Being fat negatively affects your brain. Man, you got a 1-2 combo punch. A Mike Tyson hook to the body, uppercut to the chin combo. But at the end of the day, we know what causes weight gain. We know what causes obesity. And while there are other factors like hormones and very, very small percentage of population have things like PCOS, at the end of the day, man, people eat too much damn food.
So you're taking a pre-workout. You don't need more stimulants. You can't afford to add more stimulants through a fat burner. But you wanna maximize your fat loss. That's where MTS Nutrition Machine Lean comes in. Machine Lean is a non-stimulant fat burner that you could take with your pre-workout, apart from your pre-workout, but when you take it, you can stack it or take it as a standalone. It'll help supercharge your fat loss with 4 proven ingredients.
So it's not because of my keto or my carnivore or my seed oils. I'm not saying go ahead and not do those. I'm not saying to mainline, you know, seed oils through your between your toes because you're out of other spots to inject it. What I'm saying is if you want to lose fat, you have to pay attention to your caloric balance, meaning a caloric deficit to lose weight and be in hypercaloric or a caloric surplus to gain weight. Anyways, hopefully this video helped you. Please subscribe to this channel. If you want to support me, go to tigerfitness.com. That's tigerfitness.com. We actually have a supplement called No Morbidity, which is an appetite suppressant without the side effects of Ozempic. Helped tons of people, thousands of people lose weight. Very effective supplement. Super effective. Ambrosia, No Morbidity. Anyway, we got MTS Whey. We got Immortal. We got so many good supplements at tigerfitness.com. Support us. We're an American-owned company based in Loveland, Ohio. Support companies that don't hate you. We also have a free gym open to the public if you're ever in the area. Anyway, I'm Mark Lobliner. That's not a game.
You have your favorite pre-workout. You love it. You might like to rotate between pre-workout, another pre-workout, another pre-workout. Maybe there's a pre-workout. You really like the flavor, but you really want to feel the pump. You really want to feel your best during training. You want to feel every movement, every muscle fiber. You want to feel full. MTS Nutrition Vasc is designed, you can take it alone, but its main benefit is to take with your current pre-workout. It's extremely affordable. All you do is add a scoop of Vasky on top of your current pre-workout. It has the ingredients nitrosigen. Nitrosigen helps with blood flow, just flooding your muscle with blood. Hydromax. Hydromax helps fill your muscle, volumize it, hydrate it. Then we have taurine, another thing that not only helps performance, also helps the hydration benefit. So while you might have a favorite pre-workout, what if we could say we can make it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, immensely better just by adding one scoop of MTS Nutrition Vasky.